Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing on this 14th day of July. It's a day I've been looking forward to for a long time because we're going to have our next webinar begin today. The webinar is all about miracles. In a way, it's kind of part two following on our webinar that we ended 2018, which we called Living Inside the Miracle. That webinar was actually more directed toward the mystical pathway of finding within yourself your participation within the miraculous universe, seeing your life as a fractal replica of the entire body of creation from which you could call forth the best and the most fortunate possibilities for your life. Now, in 2019, I know that you and I and everyone else, we have faced so many issues in the world that it's a little difficult to be, at least all the time, in that mystical place. We are faced with issues in the world, challenges in the world, and a lot of things we don't like in the world. There are a lot of arguments going on and unhappiness between people. That creates a kind of a difficult social mess, which none of us like. And most of all, it makes life less workable. So we're taking on part two, which is attracting your own miracle. We can't always make the world a miraculous place, and we can't always see it from inside the miraculous zone of who we are, but we can always find that special place where we make a connection. So we're going to be studying the miraculous from a different perspective. It still comes back to one common principle, and that is miracles happen when the sacred connection within ourselves makes its union with the amazing potential of the universe and moves things around in a better way. But we don't have to always start from the inside out. We can also start from the outside and move it in. That's why we called it attracting. So we're going to take much of the same ideas and the same realities, because how could we not if we were talking about the truth of miracles? But it is interesting how our relationship to that truth changes when we're reaching out and pulling it in, as compared to finding it within and inclining it or infusing it into the outer world. So it's going to be an interesting new take on that path with actually amazingly new information. It always just blows my mind away when Yeshua brings me all these new pieces of information when I think we've got it all covered and I find we've only scratched the surface. So it's going to be a fascinating day for me. I really look forward to being there with you. And now we will turn our thoughts to the miraculous blessing that he comes to offer to each of us and to the world every Sunday on our calls. Oh, there's one more thing I want to tell you. It's a lovely announcement. I'm speaking with an internet, I don't know exactly what to call it. They have so many different names for themselves these days. He is a marketer, but it's not all about selling things. He's going to help me set up a radio station where I can offer free messages and blessings every day. And no conference call necessary. Just, I'll of course send out, tune in information to all of you and links where you can just tune into it online. Don't have to call, and you can tell your friends, and it's all free. And it'll be every morning just a really good way to start your day. So, we're expanding in that way, and that's a gift we're giving to the world because we know the world needs it really, really a lot. So I'd like to start now, and we're going to call I'm going to call on Anthony. Tony, you've been so good to us. You get to be first to talk today.
Thanks, Glenn. It's good to hear you nice and clear and loud. You sound really good. Signal's good.
I backed it up with my pads. And so that made a difference. It really did. So I figured out how to strengthen this signal. And
okay. Well, good.
And
yeah,
Stormy
good.
And I worked it out before we got here before you did today.
Okay. Yeah, well, that sounds great.
So, we always look forward to hearing your report on the cosmos and what's going on and how we're relating to it.
Well, this week is really something. We have, it's a very significant full moon. It's going to be the moon will be exact with Pluto, like within 2 to 3 degrees. And I was just looking at the Pluto-Moon conjunction, which will be at about 1:16 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. So the exact full moon is going to be about almost 6 hours later. So Tuesday evening for the East Coast. And this one's significant just because we have such a strong connection this year with Pluto, and Pluto and Saturn are still very close. So we're going to get this full moon this week, and we're going to have almost exactly 6 months from this full moon, we'll have another full moon. And when that full moon happens, it'll be reversed. The sun will be with Pluto. And the moon will be full on the other side.
Wow.
So it's kind of framing something for us. Now we're
kind of a setup, huh?
Yeah. It seems pretty cool. I love when we get, you see these things lining up ahead of time like this. So this one's still very strong for helping us to, kind of get, a transformational connection with structure and with, especially with things that have a lot of heaviness to them, things that have a lot of, weight, or even things that seem oppressive. It's an excellent time for becoming more aware of that. This full moon could kind of emphasize the intensity of that, but this whole year and into the early part of next year is a time of getting such a clarity in our relationship with that that energy and the way energy is currently configured in our circumstances and in the structure that we see in our lives and in the world, and becoming more and more aware of that, and also seeing the possibilities of transformation flowering in the midst of that circumstance, in the midst of the structure. So this is going to be a continuing story for us. But one of the things that's really beautiful with this is we have Neptune helping us. Neptune has, for a long time, has been in the position of sextiling Pluto. And so when all of these events are happening, we have the grace of the One Spirit with us, with that. So even though we go through some really difficult things, there's a very strong spiritual element that's actively assisting us with that. So the full moon is a good time to hear.
That is good to hear. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
So, Tony, how is your family? And can we offer blessings to them?
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, the family's doing great. My sister-in-law, Lori, her healing process continues to go well. So a blessing for her. She's just returning from a trip. Mother and father-in-law, Judy's parents, they kind of need a little bit of help. They're just kind of going through, you know, they're in their 80s now, and they need a little bit of help, just a blessing for their, especially for their memory. They're starting to have challenges with memory.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got them on our list.
I got one other to add. My dear friend Steve, he had his surgery, so a blessing for Steve's healing and his wife, Sandy. So Steve and Sandy, I told them that we'll keep them on our list and send them a blessing as well.
Awesome. Okay. We've got them. Okay. I have a very sweet blessing to ask for all the blessing givers. We have a new member of our team, or perhaps an old member. We're not quite sure yet. But we have Rama Jr. is here. Rama has bequeathed his energy to a baby that is his identical twin, and we don't know yet, by the grace of God, whether it's Rama coming back or Rama's successor. But the interesting thing is he's been doing everything Rama did, and right now he's sitting in my lap waiting to offer the blessing with me. So he's 3 months old, he's gorgeous, the beautiful, amazing spirit, and just the most spiritual. He's actually, if it is Rama again, he's grown in spirit being in heaven for a while. And I did track him. He stayed in touch with me in his whole transition, and in all the days and few months afterwards, I knew exactly where he was. And so we've got a good chance that this is our blessing giver come back to show us what the return looks like. And he is growing in grace every day. If not, then he's a very beloved successor. And we love him either way. And I can already tell he's chosen to be a blessing giver. So we ask for his blessings on his new life. And for joining us and being here today. So Tony's been following this the whole time and been really sort of an enthusiastic midwife in this perpetuation of life. You know, one way or another, life goes on. Nothing, as Yeshua said to me when he was with me, there is no such thing as death, as life dying. It just moves on. It moves on to a different place, a different form, a different way of functioning, a different place of way and manner of expressing itself. So we know that Rama's life moved on, and it beautifully moved on to an identical twin. At least we can say that for sure. The rest we'll let God reveal to us. So we see Jean Marie on. Hi, Jean Marie.
Hi, Glenda and everyone. Hey, I have missed the last couple of Sundays, and I am still waiting for my new book, Love Without End. And I'm wondering if they have all been mailed out yet.
No, we thought we were caught up, but let me make a note of that right here.
Yeah, I paid for it a long time ago.
Oh, I remember. And I remember signing it. So it looks like it probably got lost in the mail.
Oh, dear.
I will get you another one out tomorrow.
Okay. Because I gave away my original one to somebody I love very much. knowing this new one was coming.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, yes, I remember signing yours because I remember I wrote you a special blessing on it. Either it slipped through the cracks. At one point, we were taking rolling baskets to the post office.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
And so it could have just slipped out and be back in our production room. Or it might have gotten lost, one or the other. But I remember, so I'm so glad you spoke up. We'll get it out tomorrow, one way or the other.
Okay, that'll be awesome. I'll continue looking forward to receiving it.
Good. And, okay, and let your blessings be a blessing to everyone.
Thank you.
And, yeah, and those who have received it, if you would be kind enough to write a review about it online, we would so much appreciate that. When Love Without End, the first edition, came out, it was on Amazon, and we received probably over 200 just breathtaking reviews. But we lost that. We lost all of that when we stopped offering the book on Amazon. And that's where everybody wrote their reviews. And so thinking they had written a review there, they didn't write them on our website. So our website is where everyone goes now. And it looks kind of like nobody's ever bought the book. And that's not true. We have sold probably, well, I'm not counting. I couldn't possibly count with all the editions in other languages, but we've definitely sold probably around 2 million copies, and the reviews were just stunning. So it would be nice to recreate that that image so people that come, and you could say something about how valuable the index is, because I've had so many emails about, oh, Glenda, I mean, this index is like a whole new study course, because now I can pick my subject and go all the way through the book. You know, if it's about forgiveness, I can look everywhere he mentioned it. And it's really important to see the treatment of forgiveness in different contexts. It really helps to expand our understanding. So, thanks, Jean Marie. And I'm going to take a call from Maura. Hi, Maura. How are you?
Pretty good. I want to add my 2 cents worth on the, I ordered 2 books and they have not arrived yet either.
Oh my gosh.
So,
holy cow.
Well,
I inscribed yours and I remember it. Now I remember I inscribed one to you and left one just numbered and signed.
Uh-huh.
Well,
okay,
that was the way you wanted it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I would like to add my thanks to Tony for the marvelous job that he's done for you and all of us when you were unable to connect at different times. While you're going through the process.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Last but not least.
And we can thank him for that index, too.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Tony produced that. I mean, all I did was download it. Really. He did all the work and the proofing. Well, I think I came back in and added my 2 cents worth on organization and proofing, but 90% of the work was Tony.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you, Tony, for that, too. And then I would like to ask for more blessings for my son, who is going through kind of a great transition here into having to face up to some things that he's always loved doing that he's not going to be able to do anymore. And I'd like to put him in. His name is Matthew.
Matthew, okay.
Him before, yeah. And you, I thank you and for your sturdy example to the rest of us. I've been really challenged around here lately, and I think, how would you like to have to take care of not only your own computer and your own difficulties with numbers, et cetera, and how would you like to be Glenda and have all the numbers that she's got to keep track of?
Well, I can just thank God I wasn't Mother Teresa.
Oh, I tell
think
you.
Think about the load she carried. Oh, my gosh. The Lord picks his saints according to the strength of their back and their hearts.
Well, I'll tell you, it's wonderful. And I'm looking forward to receiving the books whenever they get here.
Oh, you are going to love them, and you will get them. Both of you will get them by priority mail, I promise you.
Well, you know, it might be that if Tony...
You know, one of the things I think is that almost everybody ordered them by media mail because they knew they were going to be slow anyway getting there. And media mail is not as carefully handled as first class and priority. So we're going to get these out priority mail to you. Uh-huh. And our expense, because it's our fault, one way or the other.
Well, I also wondered, Glenda, I've tried calling you two or three times on the phone.
Well, that's another technical issue we're going through down here.
You still got the number, though?
Yes, we still have the number. No, we are not. We did not lose our phone, but we have a huge technical problem with it because down here, landlines get affected by coastal conditions.
Right.
And that's why almost no company, this is called Frontier Telephone, and it's called Frontier because it's the only one that still behaves in Frontier ways.
Wow.
Everybody down here has gone Skype or VoIP or digital because, and even that gets challenged, as you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea it was going to be like that down here. But the reason we like to keep the landline is because we can go international. And we have people all over the world today that are part of our work. So I'm hoping that they'll have the line repaired this week, and we'll be back that way. And if not, I'm going to have our 800 number pointed toward my cell phone so that people will be able to call me anyway.
Oh,
I was a little reluctant to do that because on my cell phone, I really don't like saying, "Hi, this is Glenda." It's not very professional. But if I have to, I have to.
Well, anyway, thank you. And then also, I would like to include my prayers that others have been suggesting for everyone in the world right now that's in such a state of migration and transition and very, very challenging, very heartbreaking things that are happening to some of these, particularly the migrants. So
I
do include them and bless them for the courage they have to go through such hell on earth is what it looks like to me.
In places it is.
Yeah.
We have, I have some inside track on some things that are being done that are not being released, because they do not want to encounter disputes. And they're going to be released to relieve these conditions. Because it seems like today, even the most positive things that are created are being opposed just to make a political issue out of it.
Right.
In other words, politics is becoming more important than changing the world.
Yeah.
And that's an unhealthy condition. that our country has really never been in before, where we are putting politics first.
Yeah, not like this. But it's, well, we weren't so kind to the indigenous people on these two continents.
No, we were not. But we didn't make a political issue out of it, though.
Yeah, that's just now, and
I am disinclined to support is using everything to create inflammatory press and inflammatory political opposition.
Right.
When there are people really trying to make a difference and trying to do something that makes a difference. And
right.
So I support all the people who are making a difference and offer blessings every day to strengthen them by the will of God to make that difference.
Yeah, that's my prayer too. And I didn't mean to say that that it's all history as far as, you know, so it's...
Well, man's inhumanity to man is legendary through the ages.
Yeah.
But what makes it worse today, right now, is that we're magnifying it.
Yeah.
We're magnifying it by taking it into arguments instead of into solutions.
Right. So...
And
well, we have a lot to pray for and to uplift.
Yes, we do.
And I thank you for
You're welcome. And I'm always here blessing as much as I can. Mara, I'm going to need to take some more calls because we have quite a few people online. So let's all just ask for our blessings, and we'll move on to the next person. Ollie, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. How are you? It's Ollie.
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I'm pretty happy right now.
I'm so glad to hear that. First of all, I'm going to say that I did get my book, and I love the color. I love the dedication, and it's so incredibly beautiful. So, Jean Marie and Mora, get ready because it's really, I mean, it's well worth the wait, okay? So it's on its way, and God, it's arriving. It's on the right time. I just wanted to ask for a blessing for my mother, Glenda, because she's in a new chapter in her life. She's downsizing, moving from a big house to a little apartment, and she's going through, you know, a lot of emotions, you know, and also for her general well-being and her health. That would be all.
Oh, yes. All right. We will.
Okay.
Right now, I would like to be moving from a big house to a little apartment. Sometimes it's all in the perspective you hold.
Yes. I hope she eventually, she's more comfortable and more, you know, relaxed. So I understand.
Well, yeah, and easier to maintain. Yeah. That's trouble. Easier to maintain. And yeah, so it's all in being happy with what we have. When you're happy with what you have, then what you have makes you happy.
Wow. So beautiful. So true. So true. So perfect.
Okay, we got her on the list. We've got you on the list, and thank you for your words about the book. I'm going to take our caller from 201, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Congratulations about the cat, first of all. It's Susan.
Thank you.
And
Susan, I know.
I got my book. I can see the color well with one eye, but not yet with my other one. It's still hopefully in the process of healing from the cataract surgery I had a month ago. But I wanted to ask you, so when I called the 888 number, it said it was disconnected. That's what I got. So I guess...
Okay, well, it's not disconnected. Well, it's not our phone disconnected. It's the line is broken. So I don't, they change the message every day. sometimes they say, please pardon our work. We'll be back with you shortly. And another day they say other things. So if it doesn't get handled soon, I will relay it to my cell phone. So, but fortunately, the 88 number is transferable. And I probably should have already done it. It's just been so many things on my plate. Susan, would you like to ask for a blessing?
No, but I wanted to know, I'm at my beach house, but when I left, I did not get my oil, so is it on its way? you know, the fear. I bought the large bottle.
Yes,
of fear.
It is. It is.
Oh, great.
Right. It's on its way because I remember it going out. It went out in a little padded envelope with blue spots on it.
Okay, so
you were the first one we used that envelope on. It's really cute. And I thought Susan's going to love this. So I know it went out last week.
Oh, okay. So when
not
I
sure
home,
where it went. It went to whatever address you put.
Yeah, well, usually it's a, there's only one address that we send it to. So, but
okay,
I'm not home yet, but I'll be home tomorrow and I'll look out for it.
It'll probably be there. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Blessings
well, thanks, Susan.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have a caller from area code 828. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is David. I'm currently in Atlanta, although I just got back from Pennsylvania and was previously in New Mexico. So I've been making the circuit between family reunion and relationship. And I've come across a lot of, when I would say, sick, ill family members. So I'm asking a blessing for their highest integrity and vitality. And to include my friend Janice, her mother Cynthia, my uncle Brooke, and Aunt Millie, my mom. And it's just been, it's been kind of nuts. And I won't go into detail, but some of them are pretty sick and on oxygen, and others are dealing with medical procedures that have been happening in the last week and the month. So without going into all that detail, I just I feel like I've only had 2 days since I got back from Pennsylvania.
Oh.
What happened to my life? And I'm feeling it too. I need to put me on there because I feel like I'm having to look back at my life and not get sucked up into the failures, but to see the divine purpose. And I wanted to say this 2 weeks ago. I didn't get on, but it's like it had something to do with relationship and how we can heal, how relationship is such a vehicle for healing, even when it's tough. And I just wanted to emphasize that that's so important right now, is to recognize that we are all vehicles for healing, and that's I appreciate your persistence and consistency anchoring this blessing for so many years. It's like
you're
a beacon.
Welcome. It's my blessing so much as well. And given all the people in your life that are intertwined and impossible to detail completely, just hold them in your prayer while the blessing is being conducted, okay?
I will.
Okay, good. And I'm going to open a call from Joanna. You're on, Joanna.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I had a car accident a couple weeks ago, and I have a slight concussion and a slight whiplash, and I've been dealing with a lot of recovery stuff. But I would like to ask for prayers. I feel like I'm finding the gift of the little nudge that I got by that. But I would just ask for my recovery process prayers.
Oh, yes, we will. And you'd be in a very, very comfortable position, okay?
Oh, thank you.
And have your attention on the places that this is good advice for all of you, is that the blessing comes as a flow of energy. So wherever there's a blockage in your life, put your attention on it and see the energy flow through it. You don't have to see it do anything, just flow through it. And it's really quite miraculous what happens.
Yes, I believe that totally. And actually, pretty much know why it jarred me a little bit, but in other words, I'm learning from it and
good.
Back on track. So, yeah.
Just see the Holy Spirit as a massage therapist, okay?
I like
that's
that.
Gonna move, that's going to move the energy through your life and your body and your mind and your heart, because there's no place the Holy Spirit can't go.
That's right. So, I believe that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, many blessings to you for a very quick and thorough recovery. And Eva, I see you're on your own line today. Hi.
Hi. Yes, we are back home in New Jersey. And it does feel good. There's still a lot to be done in the house and upstairs where my daughter and son-in-law are going to be living. Well, they live in a part of it. But I would like a blessing for the house that is being reconstructed up there. And for the family, there's a lot of old stuff with the parts coming down that I'm very glad to be rid of. And hopefully that we can bring in a whole lot of new, which I already felt was here when I even came back and looked at the parts that are being reconstructed. So that, but, and another thing is my friend who is going to have knee surgery today, I mean this week, and she would like very much to be on the blessing list, and she's a diabetic, so she has lots of physical problems as well with that. But she will be having surgery on her knee, and so she would like a special blessing for that, for her doctors and whoever's taking care of her to do a very good job and to bring her back into a better health. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And what's her name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Shelia. Her name is Shelia.
Shelia.
Yes.
Okay.
And my husband is improving somewhat some of the time, which I'm thankful for. No longer in hospice care, which he hasn't been for a while. There's still a ways to go, but I'm hoping that this is a way up, which is going to stay up instead of having this roller coaster of up and down and up and down. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yes. Okay. I know that's so, so trying for both of you.
Yeah, it's been a trip, a real trip, but
I
learned a lot from
it.
Yes,
it has.
That I've become stronger, and thanks to you and your blessings, the very first thing that I noticed when I was doing the blessings way back when you first started was, and this was when he was hospitalized in very critical condition, and my fears began to leave. Little by little, and then other fears would be coming, but then they would begin releasing. And again, I just feel that happening more and more. And it is so wonderful to be released from fear, because I have had mountains of it, and they are they are becoming smaller mountains, even though some of the mountains are still seem big. They don't seem as big as they used to. So thanks very much. I really appreciate this work.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, one thing I would like to say in response to what you've learned from the blessing is life, again, as I said when I was talking about Rama, life never dies. Life is never sick. Life is never in pain. Life never has disease. What we lose that allows us to gain disease is the power of life. This is what Yeshua brings back to us, is life. He showed us that simply by bringing life back, the body which has died recovers. The body which is ill recovers. Illness and death all occur only to the physical part of our life, the physical part of the material world, the physical part of a tree, the physical part of an animal or an environment. Life never dies. And so as we bring life back to any situation, many times the whole thing we were worried about just clears up. Really, you can bring one extremely alive person into your life, and all of a sudden you look around and it's like, where did the problems go? They went away. This is what happens around Yeshua, because he is the very essence of life. His whole being is alive. He is alive, which is why he demonstrated he didn't need a body in order to be alive. He could transfigure it into the purest light and energy. And it took him quite a few days to materialize after that. This is why he couldn't allow anyone to touch him right after the resurrection. This is why he was sitting at the dinner table with some of the apostles, and they didn't know who it was. They couldn't completely recognize him until he went to eat some food. He had some bread, maybe something else, but anyway, he had some morsels of food to eat. And in the process of eating, his body solidified, and the ones sitting around the table were shocked and said, "Oh, my Lord, you are here." They recognized him then. It took that to cause his body to solidify. So, and then he disintegrated it again after the 40 days, but he's still with us. And he can, and has, millions of times appeared or materialized, at least partially, to so many people. So he's right here, right now. He always shows up to our blessing seminars. And, one thing I would like to ask, and just in general, I'm really trying to make a plan for a blessing training seminar before this year is over, and looking for a good time and a degree of interest among people. So if you feel like you want to do it, send me an email, glendagreen@gmail.com. Just say, "I'm interested," and give me an idea what times would work for you. Because nothing solid so far. We're just waiting for a show of interest and the right availability of time where we can get the rates we need and the weather we need and all the other good things we need. And they will surely come to pass. So we will move into our blessing now. Just Stormy, if you would like to just say a couple of words. I see you there. We talked before, and so I know you've already blessed our day.
Very quickly for your new friend, a quick soul note. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Stormy. Okay. Now for all of us, be seated and be relaxed and allow the Holy Spirit to pass through you. Just be ready. There's no particular thing you need to do, but I would prefer it if your shoes and socks were off, because you can receive more energy up from the earth. I would prefer it if your head is uncovered, because you can receive more cosmic energy downloaded. Other than that, just don't have your arms or legs crossed. We don't want the crossing of energy as it goes up and down from earth to heaven and heaven back to the ground through you, bringing all the best of things forward. And I just want to be here now and ask the blessing givers to join me. And one among us has just walked over to lay across my feet, giving even more indication of who he is. Thank you, Rama, for being here. Yeshua, we ask now for your eternal blessing upon this day, and upon everyone who is here to receive your blessing, and to offer a blessing to others. We thank you that you have been with us through the ages, being here in your own way to allow us to have our own growth patterns and our own challenge, and yet to be our coach and strength and encourager, our ally, our defender against harm that we can call upon when we need special assistance and support. We know that you hold us in your heart. And regardless of what we face in life, you care for our eternal life, that we may all be joined together as one family in a higher realm, and that we shall go through this life knowing that we have made a contribution by living, by not avoiding our challenges, but taking them on as a heartfelt commitment to our Creator who sent us here to advance the outreach of creation and the earth. We ask now that you be with everyone who has requested a blessing and all of those who need a blessing but didn't know to request. Blessing givers, be with me as we join in this hope and this ongoing eternal gift from Yeshua, our brother, our Lord, the Christ. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, well, it's been delivered complete. Now, to make it fully complete, go and rest and receive. Rest for at least 7 minutes without thinking about anything. Just be a blank slate on which the grace of God can write its blessing. And bye-bye from me for now.